The month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month across the country. And fortunately, in Chapel Hill, we have a couple of organizations, really, really good organizations that work with women who are survivors of domestic violence as well as sexual assault. We're going to be talking with them over the course of the week. The Compass Center for Women and Families, of course, is one, and they're spearheading events related to Domestic Violence Awareness Month all through the month of October. Our other organization in Chapel Hill and Orange County that focuses specifically on helping survivors of sexual assault is the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. And joining us now from the OCRCC are Irene Dwinell, the Executive Director, and Allison Cullen, the Associate Director. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Hey, Aaron.
So, Irene, let me start with you. What do we know about domestic violence and specifically with regard to the OCRCC's mission, how it intersects with sexual assault?
So, we do know that for many women, over 50% of women who are raped by an intimate partner are sexually assaulted multiple times by that same partner. So we do know that there is an intersection between domestic violence and sexual assault, and that the two need to be cared for together and at times separately. And that's the part where we are able to collaborate with Compass Center, and we consider them a sister program of ours.
What do we know about how widespread an issue this is locally? Whenever we talk about domestic violence and sexual assault, it's always something that happens somewhere else to someone else, but it's a problem in every community. So what do we know?
Yeah, so we know that in the field in general, it's really hard to get local statistics because both relationship violence and sexual violence are very often underreported. That said, there's really great research suggesting that 1 in 5 women experience sexual assault in their lifetime, and 1 in 3 women experience physical violence. And anecdotally, organizations like the Orange County Rape Crisis Center and Compass Center have seen those numbers play out in our own community as well.
Speaking with Allison Cullen, you just heard her, Associate Director of the OCRCC. We've also got Irene Dwinell, the Executive Director of the OCRCC here. Domestic Violence Awareness Month is the month of October, so we're getting the word out about the issue and raising awareness of it. Again, a couple of organizations here locally that focus their missions on survivors of domestic violence, survivors of sexual assault. OCRCC.org is the Orange County Rape Crisis Center's website if you want to find out more about them. The Compass Center for Women and Families is the other organization that deals with survivors of domestic violence. CompassCTR.org is their website, and you can get a full calendar of events locally on their website for issues and events related to Domestic Violence Awareness Month over the rest of the month. If you are, and I'll turn it back to you, Irene, if you are experiencing domestic abuse or sexual assault, or you know someone who is, what can you do and what should you do?
We encourage anyone to reach out, whether it's happening to you personally, whether it is happening to someone that you know. Both centers, Compass Center and Orange County Rape Crisis Center, we do all serve what are called secondary survivors. These issues that we're speaking about today impact and affect everyone around us. So we are available to support those persons who are experiencing this trauma from being a loved one, an ally, or a caregiver.
And Allison, what are some of the programs that the OCRCC has?
We do have a 24-hour helpline. Anyone can call anytime, whether an experience happened just now or years ago. Our model is to provide support, resources, information for anyone who, as Irene said, is maybe needing support themselves or for a friend if they just want to know, you know, what can we do next? It's not something that we talk about a lot, and it's not something that everyone knows, okay, here are the steps that come after this, but we can help people figure out what it is they want to do next.
Domestic Violence Awareness Month is through the month of October and a number of events locally related to that. But I want to ask about your next big upcoming event, which is the holiday auction. Let's get the word out about that. That's coming in November. And Irene is pointing at Allison. So you're in charge of this now, I guess.
Yeah. This is actually my 7th auction.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know you were there last year.
Yes.
So we'll be excited to see you there again.
Absolutely.
And some of your friends and some WCHL friends and listeners. The holiday auction is on Sunday, November 13th at 5 p.m. at the Sheraton. Lots of really cool stuff. We've got a silent auction, a live auction, dinner, drinks, entertainment, a raffle. It's really great fun. It's our 29th annual holiday auction.
And the dessert auction as well, which is always the highlight.
Our signature dessert auction.
Yeah.
So many delicious cakes and pies and cookies. And it's a really fun opportunity to support our community and to engage with the mission and support the work that we're doing.
Absolutely. And to get more information about that, again, the website, OCRCC.org.
Exactly.
Tickets available now?
OCRCC.org/auction. Tickets are available right now.
All right. Awesome. Again, we're speaking with Allison Cullen and Irene Duinell, OCRCC, now a certified living wage employer from Orange County Living Wage. I just got the word about that from Susan Romaine at Orange County Living Wage earlier today, and I told her that I would ask you about that and the work that you did to make that possible.
So, excuse me. So we are very proud of that distinction. And you are fresh off the press because I haven't even seen that yet. So I'm very excited to know that we definitely made the grade. We're very excited to be a nonprofit that is, in fact, offering living wage and that is really and truly supporting the staff who do this really intense work and making sure that they're compensated at a livable wage. And we take that very personally to make sure that our staff are taken care of while they're providing the work that takes care of our community.
How many staffers are there at OCRCC?
We have 10 of us total. We also have the really honest luxury of having a few amazing interns, one from the School of Social Work and one who we've been able to contract with our community education program. And all of that is very exciting for us.
And I know there's so much of the programs at the center that are volunteer driven as well, right? How many volunteers do you have?
We have roughly 130 volunteers a year who support the work that we do. And that's in all facets of our work. So that's from the community education to being part of our companions with just part of our client support to volunteering in the office and being what we call office volunteers. And we've just launched our community ambassadors program so that folks can get involved with us at a different level, but also being out in the community and helping to promote our mission in the community by going to events and tabling for us and helping to spread our mission throughout our community.
That's Irene Duinell. We're also speaking with Allison Cullen. And before we let you go, what else should people know about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the issue of domestic violence and sexual assault in particular, that people don't generally know?
I think the overwhelming thing I'd want your listeners to hold on to is that you're absolutely not alone. And that no matter how isolated this process or isolating this process may feel, you're absolutely not alone, and that there are really amazing organizations in this community who will be there to listen and help and provide you with the support you deserve.
OCRCC.org is the website for the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. OCRCC.org/auction if you want information about the holiday auction, which is upcoming on Sunday, November 13th at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Domestic Violence Awareness Month runs all through the month of October. Events associated with that. You can find out more about that at the Compass Center's website, which is compassctr.org. But Irene, Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.